Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
What I will tell you is if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, okay, and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sitting in the kitchen. A house of Loretta singing on the radio.
Why are you doing that? Oh, it's just over. Hi. It's time for our Noodaloo 2 at 7:49 in the morning, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. I really enjoy hanging pictures. It's something that I'm good at. I'm a little maniacal about it, getting it all set. Mm-hmm. Those of you who listened to the show for a long time may know that in our staircase, we have all these beautiful family pictures that go up the staircase. There's hundreds of pictures that that I meticulously place, and then I'll move them around. And I haven't changed
them.
Don't
you have to constantly straighten them?
Yeah, but I like that.
You do?
Yeah.
That would drive me
so
insane.
Some are so high that you can't reach.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to put a ladder up. So I just take a broomstick and I go.
And that's
it's like a little thing. It's like a little therapy thing, right? But for the most part, you know, now I don't have, although my kids walk around like it's a house of elephants. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
My wife, who is a tiny little thing, she is the hardest walker. You know she's coming.
She walks with a purpose.
Oh, my gosh. And all my kids are the same way. And I'm dainty like a flower.
I was going to say, your ballet flats.
Right, I am. I'm light on my feet. Anyway, what were we talking about? I love hanging pictures,
yes.
But a lot of people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like something that drives people crazy. Like, oh, I'm going to put it right here. And I did it. And, oh, it's not lined up. And now I put 16 holes in my wall.
Mm.
This Noodaloo 2 is going to save you from all of that.
Baby, I'm perfect. Baby, I'm perfect for you.
Hang it perfect every time with our Noodaloo 2 this week called, fittingly, Hang It Perfect. Picture this. You found the perfect artwork to fill your empty wall space, but now there's just one last headache, the dreaded picture hanging process. No matter how carefully you measure, you wind up with pencil marks, extra nail holes, crooked frames, and uneven spaces between pictures. Sound familiar? We've all been there, including Mike Marks, inventor of the Hang It Perfect. Hang It Perfect has a crossbar with a built-in level that aligns the top of the frame. Two adjustable arms run perpendicular to the crossbar to determine the perfect spot for nails and hooks. Lay your artwork face down on a flat surface, place the Hang It Perfect tool on the back, then tweak the position of the adjustable arms until it's just right. Then move Hang It Perfect to the wall, level it, and press the end of each arm pin to leave a small dimple where the nail needs to go. You can also use the arms to evenly space groups of frames. Great not only for hanging pictures, but mirrors, shelves, wine racks, you name it. Just might be something to get hooked on. Get it? Hang It Perfect retails for $29.95 and can be found at hangitperfect.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Facebook page, so check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, this is a simple... How much is it?
About $30.
Okay. Imagine a level that you would put on a wall. So for the sake of argument, it's a four-foot level. That's what this is. It's a four-foot thin little level with a leveling eye in the center. And then running horizontally across the level are two vertical H's, like an H. It's like an adjustable H, okay? As you come in, then it sticks out. And you're going to put it on the wall, and you're going to line it up on the back of the picture. Let's say you have a large frame or a big screen TV that you need to hang the bracket on. And you line it up so exactly where the two screws or bolts, whatever it is, have to go. And then you tighten it up, and there you go. Now you take it over to the wall, and you take the level, and you get it nice and level. And as Lindsay mentioned, once it's there, you just rest it against the wall, and you slightly push. You go like that. And it makes a little bitty dimple in the wall. And then you put the screws or the bolts, whatever it is there, to hang it. perfectly.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, they should call it Simply Hang Everything, Hang It Perfectly. That's a great name. I love when the name actually works for what it's called.
What should they call it?
Hang It Perfectly. Simply Hang It. Well, I looked at Simply Hang It. It says right here, Simply Hang Everything. Simply Hang Everything.
Let's try that again. What should they hang it? Oh my gosh, forget it. We need coffee.
Hang It Perfect, first time, every time. And it's invented by a local guy.
It is.
Out of Wheeling. Lovely Wheeling, Illinois.
Perfect.
Home of the, I don't know.
You know, I think I say the word perfect too much in my everyday life.
Really?
My daughter says it all the time.
You know what I say a lot?
Perfect. What?
Percolate.
You do like that word.
I love that word, percolate. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I love this Hang It Perfect product. Makes a lot of sense. If you're someone, you know, this is a great professional tool too. If your job is that you have to hang pictures at a business or it will make your life a lot easier.
Or shelves.
Right. I mean, the whole thing. It's a really handy, it's a specialized tool, mind you. It's great, but it's for what it is. Ooh, I sent you a great Noodaloo 2 the other day. Did you see that text I sent you?
I didn't really get it.
Oh, we got to do that one. That's a really good one.
I can see
one.
Where it's going, though, and I'll tell you off air.
All right. Anyway, we'll put it up on our Facebook page and at WGNradio.com. Like me on Facebook, and you'll learn all kinds of stuff. We'll send you little tips and things that we do all the time on our Facebook page. 7:55 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Dan in Lake Geneva. Hey, Dan, you're on WGN.
Yeah, hi, Lou. After that storm came rocking through here, we lost power for about 18 hours.
Oh.
And I did pretty good. I got an oil lamp and, you know, some LED lamps and figured out how to make coffee without hitting a button. But what I recommend to people is to go down in the basement and tell the family, we're going to throw the breaker for 24 hours and you're going to learn to live without electricity.
Boy, you know, it is. I know that storm that came through was really something else. And you're absolutely right. You know, we are so dependent. You know, we talk about being dependent on technology, you know, from a computer standpoint. And, you know, this whole radio station that we're on is all computerized now. And, you know, if that kind of stuff goes down, you know, there's really not a lot of backup other than we'd have to go to the transmitter and drive out there. But
yeah.
Electricity is something we all take for granted, and you're right. If you were to shut that bad boy off for 24 hours, it would be a whole enlightening experience without anything to be able to do but talk to each other. There's an interesting idea. Thanks for the phone call. 7:56 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll be right back.